get enough shut-eye. Just as shortchanging your sleep can make you grumpy, making time for sleep can boost your mood. A lot of people know that sleep is good, says Adam Krause, a psychology fellow and doctoral candidate at UC Berkeley, but some are forced to sacrifice sleep because they have other things taking up their time. In fact, Ian and I tried to get more sleep during the course, but our busy lifestyles made it difficult. To conclude the course, Ian and I each had to commit to a happiness-promoting activity for 4 weeks. Ian decided to exercise more, and I decided to get more sleep. The first week, Ian went to the gym 4 times. During his initial visit, he texted me a treadmill photo because he was so excited to be there. That same week, I set an alarm to signal myself to get ready for bed. After a few days, I was so well rested that I woke up earlier than usual to spend quality time with my teenage daughter while she got ready for school. And I was much more productive during the day. The remainder of our 4-week challenge didn't go as flawlessly, but when we kept up with our goals, we felt happier. And we walked away from the experience with a desire to follow through on our commitments. Ian bought a treadmill, and I still have an alarm that rings when it's bedtime. The idea that you can make incremental gains in happiness is one of the reasons folks are so intrigued by the course, Santos says. You can work on it. In fact, you should.